The board doesn't look like it's a good day for it, so we'll... That's the only reason we're going to pass up today. Okay. We'll try to finish up the Ma'enes and start with Islandis. I think we're in the middle of discussing Shitas HaRambam, so let's return to that just for a little while, and then we'll go back and discuss some other small additional ha'aros. So we're discussing the overall certain Shitas HaRambam. We began with Kalasso, then we expanded our discussion to the Rambam Shita about Mizonos, both aspects of his Shita about Mizonos, and Reb Chaim's discussion, and from there also tried to connect it to his seemingly different emphases, I wouldn't say conflicting, but seemingly different emphases in Hilchos Ishus and in Hilchos Gerushin regarding the possibility that a miyun, which is allowed to transition into godless, right, to what extent is that just a an actual completion of that original miyun, even on a Daraisa level, perhaps, certainly possibly on a Drabanan level, and again, the possibility, although you could be mechalic between them, but in terms of the, you know, the overall character of how, the overall character of the institution of Kiddushei Ketana / Miyun, that the Rambam may hold that Miyun is not simply an arrangement to Rabbanan, which could be Nerkar, Legamri, Lemafreya, but that, there is the aspects of Ishus here, which make both the Ishus part of it, especially if it does transition into godless, more substantial, in light of which also, again, you could have been Mechalik, but it certainly makes sense to put these two questions generally together. We might look at Miyun itself in more complicated way, not as Akira Legamri, and the fact that in the context of Yibum, right, the Rambam is Mechalik between Kala and other Krovim, actually, solidifies this perspective. Had he said all Krovim, it would have probably been easier just to say, Marisayan, and so on. The fact that he's selective, right, works well with the idea that we're dealing with a kind of Mikano Labala Mafreya. That's also pshat, whatever is pshat you say about Kala for the Rambam or for anybody, you also have to extend on some level to Tzaros, as we discussed, because the Gemara itself in, both later on Kuv Zayin and here on Yud Gimel and on Yud Beis seems to connect the two issues. So this turns out to be a much larger perspective in the Rambam. Now, Uri brought to my attention with regard to the question of Mizonos and the possibility that, not just the possibility, it seems that the Rambam, applies the din of Mizonos to Bas Mima'enes, even in a situation where there really is no Ikar Ksuba, because he himself codifies what the Gemara says, which is that there is no Ikar Ksuba in the case of Miyun, even though in Halacha Yud, in Perkites Halacha Yud, which is just a few halachos before Halacha Yud Dalid, so it's not as if anybody could forget it, he did seem to establish that the Din of Mizonos, Shelo B'chaye Ha'av, is contingent upon Ikar Ksuba. So I tried to explain how that whole idea and the contrast with Shnios and Yibum especially, etc., is connected to his broader view of Ksuva and Mizonos, I'm sorry, Ksuva and Miyun, etc., and that even though normally you require Ksuva, it isn't the Ksuva per se, it's the Ishus, a certain kind of Ishus, connected to Ksuva. So Uri was just making the Ha'ara afterwards, which is that, that's all fine and well and good if we're dealing with something that relates to, the intimacy of the Ishus and the quality of the marriage. But since we're talking about Mizonos, one would have thought that Mizonos would be more of a financial kind of ksuva arrangement. And I think it's a good Ha'ara, and it's mostly true. However, what I wanted to add was that the particular purpose of making Miyun into something more than an arrangement is precisely because of another aspect of Ishus. Now, the aspect of Ishus, which relates to the, special connection, she'er, between husband and wife, is obviously more problematic in the case of katan or katana. However, the aspect of ishus that relates to a sense of security and a family and providing a certain stability and security based on that is something which is greater in the context of katan and katana. So in that sense, and that's explicit when the Gemara speaks about the purpose of miyun, which is a din d'rabbanan, but the reasoning behind miyun is precisely to make sure that Benos Yisrael are not going to be hafker, and that their interests will be cared for. So if you can't put somebody in a foster home, so by marrying them off at a very young age to somebody who will guarantee to secure their future, in a sense that's an aspect. That's part of the mechayiv of miyun. The question is that only an arrangement and just, limited to its goals? Or is that, too, an aspect of overall ishus, in which case that aspect of ishus is precisely what, either drabbanan level, mostly drabbanan, but we're trying to show that there's some daraisa dimensions to it as well, is being accomplished by means of miyun. So in that sense, while mizonos, right, especially mizonos habas, the mizonos of children in the context of the marriage is not a matter beino leveina in the strict, ishus or chayei ha'ishus sense, right? It is very much an aspect of that, larger family and security environment, mechayev. And I think that's exactly the way that we would have to, assuming this is true. Again, there might be other explanations. But it's just fascinating that the Rambam is mechadesh this halacha, and he doesn't even feel the need, right, to explain to you how this could be, given that three halachos earlier, he's connected it, and the Gemara connects it to Ikar Ksuba. Since it isn't a de rigueur that you have to paskin this way, the other Rishonim don't, so, you would think that the Rambam would at least say something about it. So it seems to me that, again, this does fit in consistently, with his general Ksuba view. And again, the cases like Shnios and Yavama and Hiknalim and Shamayim and Yavama in particular, I think, confirm that. But I think it just motivates us to look again at, what we mean when we talk about an Ishus Shel Miyun. And if what we really mean, right, it's not so much the ishus part, which is more problematic in a katan katana, but we really do mean the more protective environment part. So then, looking at ikar ksuva not simply as a pragmatic financial arrangement, securing the future of children, but as something which itself is part of ishus and part of the safety net of family life. So the idea that would apply not only to her but to children that might end up being produced in the context of this marriage as an aspect of that, as part of their security, I think makes a lot of sense. So again, I admit that these are chidushim in the Rambam, and I wouldn't necessarily have predicted them. In fact, I could say I wouldn't have predicted them. That's what makes them chidushim. But in reconstructing how does it fit in, how does it work, what is the pattern, I think this is an approach to take. So that's something that I wanted to add to the discussion. The other thing I just wanted to add briefly has to do with another sugya, and that's what Alex brought to my attention. When we discussed, very briefly, the Rambam's omission in Perek Aleph Hilchos Ishus Halacha Ches of the Isur Aseh, let's say, of post Yibum, Yivama Yavo Aleha Velo Aleha, V'al Tzarasa. Again, the question that the Nosei Kalim ask in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, and they give different answers, and I wanted to suggest an extension of those, but certainly an additional answer to that problem. And we were talking about the contrast to Mitzri, Dor Rishon, Dor Sheni, etc., and Yibum. So I made the statement then that mostly the prohibition to marry a Mitzri, even after Geirus, Mitzri, before Dor Shlishi, is a kind of an Isur Aseh, which is a kind of an iser. It has the force of an aseh, but mostly it's an iser. And I was contrasting that with the yibum, where it's the lost opportunity, the window having closed, etc. So Alex just brought to my attention that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz just has an interesting formulation on Pedal Amud Beis, where he describes the din of Mitzri Shlishi, not in terms of an Iser for Rishon and Sheni, but as the Chiyuv actually to, or a Kiyum, to integrate Mitzri Dor Shlishi. So I think that's quite a radical but a very interesting view. But again, I don't think it's the mainstream view. And he was telling me that he saw the Smag and others who clearly don't interpret it that way either. The Rambam and Lechinuch have the formulation when it comes to Mitzri Dor Shlishi that one shouldn't refrain from marrying him because Lo L'Rachek Oso, which I think what I understand to mean is that one should not marry a Mitzri Shlishi because he's a Mitzri Shlishi. In other words, in terms of the quality of his not only Geirus but the subsequent status of the generations, that's not a reason to discriminate when it comes to Ishas. But not that there's a Chiyuv, certainly to marry him. And I think I also look at the language. The Chinuch certainly even says this more explicitly. So just with regard to that issue, you should know that there is an interesting Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz who takes, I think, a very radical but an interesting view. Okay, so let's get back to the Rambam. So in the context of the Rambam and the Ravid, I was suggesting the possibility that that there are two sides to the Rambam, that Kiddushei Miyun have greater meaning and significance, right? That isn't just an arrangement, but it's a kind of an ishus, especially might even have the transition, and that the different emphases of the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus and Hilchos Geirushin is precisely that, the different emphasis. And Hilchos Ishus, where he's weighing, the full potential of Kiddushei Miyun, he's going to emphasize the possibility that this could actually turn into an ishus, maybe even daraisa. Certainly he's comparing it to chatzi shivcha, chatzi chetzia bas korin, uses the language of gemar, either three times or two times, depending on the shinuye anuschaos. In Hilchos Geirushin, which of course is focused not on Kiddushei Miyun, but on Miyun itself as a mafkia, and as a mafkia l'mafreya, so there he, downplays it a little bit. There he's just interested in telling you what has to take place for Miyun no longer to apply. And that's either godless, or a godless, which doesn't allow for Miyun, or Gemar Ha'ishus Al Yedei Bia. But I don't think it's a stira. I think it's just a different, as I say, stress, because he's coming to the issue and to the problem from a different perspective. So either way, we're suggesting that all these Rambams, the Rambams about Mizonos, the Rambams about Miyun, the Rambams about Hafkoas Miyun, the Rambams about Kala, all of them seem to reinforce the idea that Reb Chaim puts forward, which is that even the Miyun itself is a Hafka l'mafreya, but a Hafka, not an Akira l'gamri. And that even in retrospect, there were issues, and then you just have to figure out what depends on what. So as I mentioned, Reb Chaim himself speaks about this in a temporally linear, kind of a way, which is, the first and I guess the simplest way to look at it, namely, what took place before the Miyun chronologically and what took place after the Miyun. What I was suggesting to apply to some of these other issues is that you need to go further than that. There could be things that take place after Miyun, but that are connected with the acknowledged previous history, previously pre-revisionist history. And then there are other things that take place after the Miyun, which did I just say that? Oh, whatever. It goes in both directions. Either things that take place, that took place earlier, that are rewritten and revised, and therefore we don't care about the old past history, we only care about the new past history, or the opposite, things that take place later, after the Miyun, but the fact that they are connected to the old history, pre-revision, is what's koveya with regard to that. And then you have to figure out which dinim. We were suggesting different krovim, could be different, etc. What about Afaris Tadarim? What about Yerusha? What about other things, etc.? So part of that might relate to the question of Mizonos. Again, Reb Chaim was suggesting that the Rambam and the Ravid really debate whether or not an Ubar, right, is already Zocha b'Mizonos. And that is the Machlokes between them. And that's going to determine whether from a linear point of view, a linear temporal point of view, in other words, the din of Mizonos began, you know, pre or post meal. I was just pointing out that there are two problems with that. Number one, it assumes that we only care about, or that Mizonos is determined by a single moment and not something going forward, even though, you know, it's going to be relevant going forward. That's, I think, a question and an issue about skuyos and iksuva in general, and each one specifically. Secondly, how does this fit in, if this is really all true, to the Rambam and Ravid's general view about the Kinyan status of Ubar, etc.? And with regard to that, in addition, I just pointed out that there are two other Rambam and Ravid's and Reb Chaim's that are worth looking at, you know, just in this context briefly. Okay, so one of them is the discussion about being Mekadesh, an Isha, when in the state of being an Ubar, but an Ubar which is Nikar. The Rambam seems to say that it's a Kiddushin Iskal. The Ravid seems to deny it. The Ravid says it depends on the issue of Makna Dover Shaloba Li'olam. That's one issue. The other example that we saw was the Rambam Ravid and Hilchos Trumos, and there, you know, at least superficially, the Rambam and Ravid seem to be going in the other direction, right? The Rambam, who, you know, according to Reb Chaim's analysis regarding Mizonos in Miyun, and according to what he says explicitly regarding Mekadesh Ubar, although again, there it's Nikar, that might be a little bit different, or that's just an additional condition for that particular halacha of Maisa Kedushin, etc. So there the Rambam seems to be favoring the rights of an Ubar, right? The Ravid seems to be denying them. And Hilchos Trumos, and it seems like the opposite is true. It seems that when it comes to being machil or posel, achilas truma, al yedei the avodim, let's say, of the Ubar, right? It seems like the Rambam is taking the view that you have to wait till Leda, and the Ravid is suggesting that even pre-Leda there is legal status and rights. Now, really, there are two issues there. One is, you know, the actual zchus that the Ubar has vis-a-vis Trumos, etc. There's also an issue of to what extent we really view an Ubar as the owner, right, of the Avadim in question. That itself might be a complicating factor. Either way, there are Gemaras all over the place that discuss these issues. You know, Mezakeh L'Ubar, Gemara in Basar Kuf Membeis, and other Gemaras that, of course, are very relevant to this issue. I was just pointing out that if you think that the question of Mizonos is just a question about the Zkuyos status of an Ubar, then things are quite complicated. And on the contrary, it's really the, you know, it's really difficult to pin down the Rambam and Ravid in particular's view on this issue. So I'll tell you what Reb Chaim says in just a second, but what I was suggesting was that, you know, maybe the question in Mizonos isn't about whether Ubar is Kone or Zoche, Bishas Iburo, but as I said before, the question is either about the Mikano Lahabal, if you assume it is this distinction between Lamafreya and Mikano Lahabal Lamafreya in Miyun, so is it just, you know, a time, a particular point in time where you cut things off? Or is it really about, you know, each particular issue and how you look, Ilal Lamafreya, at that right? Or, more specifically, maybe it could be about Mizonos itself, namely with regard to Mizonos. Do you see that as one of the things that was revised historically or not, at least with regard to that issue? Then it would extricate it from the other questions. At the same time, it's also interesting to note that the discussions of Ubar in these other contexts, both with regard to Truma and with regard to Ishus, actually is parallel in many respects the issue or the question, you know, that we've been discussing about Mizonos and about Miyun. So let me explain what I mean by that for just a minute. And then, of course, there's also one other issue just to link it to, and that is that the Rishonim, when they talk about Mizakeh Le'ubar, Mekadesh Le'ubar, the Rishonim themselves sometimes associate this with our sugya and the problem of Miyun, the problem of Chamoso when it comes to Mima'enes. Is there such a thing as Chamoso shel Mima'enes? So with regard to the problem of Kiddushin, just wanted to discuss Reb Chaim's approach to both of those problems very quickly. So it's interesting to note, how does Reb Chaim explain Yitzhak? The one in Zayin Tazayin, the Machlokas in the Ram and the Ravid. The Ravid says there's no Kiddushin in that case because it depends on Dabar Shel Baliola. The Rambam obviously thinks not, and the question of how you read the Gemara, Maskanas HaGemara, in Kiddushin, is very much relevant, you know, to that question, right? So that's in terms of the evidence of the Gemara. But conceptually, what is the argument between the Rambam and the Ravid?
Whether you have between Ishos and Kiddushin, and the Sfuga, according to the Rambam, you can have a halos when it comes to the Kiddushin, but since it's not considered to be women yet, so therefore you can't have Ishos. And as soon as the Uber becomes a person, then you can have the Ishos. So according to the Rambam, since you can have the Kiddushin Mikal while it's an Uber, it's not considered to be a Dabar Shel Baliolam.
Right.
Even though the Ishos will come later. But according to Ravid, since Ishos and the Kiddushin, I guess you can't put them up, since it will be all called later, so therefore
right. It's very good. So the Reb Chaim basically is Mechadesh, a very big Chiddush. And that is that while it's true that you could be Mechadesh an Ubar, right? He has actually two formulations in the piece, right? Either there's a Maisa Kiddushin that applies to the Ubar, that is Chal with respect to the Ubar, but the Ubar is not yet Miskadeshes. That's one suggestion that he makes. Or there's even no such thing as a Miskadesh, somebody who's not Miskadeshes with a Maisa Kedusha, right? Although again, the paradigm of a delayed Kedusha where you have a Maisa Kedusha, right, Lachar Zman, right, where the person isn't necessarily Miskadeshes, unless you say even then it's Miskadeshes, just that the Chalos hasn't occurred. But basically Reb Chaim toys with two formulations. Initially he thinks that there's a Maisa Kiddushin, but she's not yet Miskadeshes. In other words, her status as a Miskadeshes is like held in abeyance, right? Or if that's impossible, so there is a Maisa Kiddushin and she is Miskadeshes, but there's no status of Isha or Ishus, right, until you have a real person, right? A Ubar cannot be Ishto or an Isha. Then, of course, the Kiddush is that you can split Maisa Kiddushin and even shame Miskadeshes from the status of Isha. But basically what Reb Chaim's struggling to say is that you could have some of the formality, let's say, it's a question of where to draw the line. In other words, you could say that in principle, and that there is some formal and legal, either Maisa Kiddushin or even the status of Miskadeshes, right? But until the person, you know, has really come into this world fully, you know, the idea of Ishus, right, just doesn't apply. In the end of the day, right, you have to make some sort of a chiluk, either Maisa Kiddushin and Miskadeshes, or there's something called Maisa Kiddushin and Miskadeshes without Ishus yet. And the Ravid, you know, can disagree for various reasons. He says he disagrees because he just thinks that the whole thing is a Davar Shelo Bali Olam, and it could be that you just leave it at that. Or in theory, you know, it might be a question whether or not there isn't automatically a Davar Shelo Bali Olam just by virtue of the fact that you can't have a complete either Shem Miskadeshes or status of Isha or ishas. Namely, the very fact that there is some sort of delay, no matter how much there is of the legal, formal, either action or even status, action, maisa kedushin, status, miskadeshes, the fact that there's some delay, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, aspects of this ishas which normally flow, so that ikuv itself generates a dover shel bali olam. Whereas the Rambam is of the opinion that that isn't true. As long as the, you know, formalities and the legalities, right, are accomplished, you know, immediately, the fact that lemaisa, right, some of the issues only kick in later, that's not a dover shel bali olam problem. So the question could be either about Dover Shalom Bali Olam in general, the status of Uber is Dover Shalom Bali Olam, that's what it sounds like in the Ravid, or it could be about splitting some of these phenomenon components. What about Maisa Kedushin, Miskadeshes, and Ishus? Or, I'm just saying this, he doesn't speak so much about the Ravid in that piece, or it could be that the issue Gufa is again about Dover Shalom Bali Olam, but Dover Shalom Bali Olam de facto, as opposed to Dover Shalom Bali Olam, you know, lechatchila, in terms of, you know, the legal process. Now, if lemaisa, you know, for whatever reason, there are impediments and delays, and they are not overcomable, they're not something that you just, you know, condition in, but that, you know, you have the potential to implement now, but the things that are out of your control, then by definition, right, that becomes a Dover Shalom Bali Olam. Either way, according to the analysis of the Rambam, what ends up emerging is that there can be a kind of a, you know, there can be a Maisa Kedushin and a Shemus Kadeshes, you know, without Ishus Gemura, and that will be Chal. So it ends up that that's actually a pretty good paradigm. I mean, he's talking about Ubar, but he's talking about Ubar in the context of Kedushin. But it raises all sorts of interesting questions about the status of Ubar in other institutions as well, right? In other words, once you acknowledge that, you know, legally and formally, there is a certain, you know, event, stature, you know, things are taking place here. And yet, right, the, you know, the fact that you're in an earlier or too early a stage of development is an impediment to certain things, right? So then you have to wonder, you know, how that plays out in other contexts. Moreover, the fact that he, you know, is suggesting that there can be a split between Maisa Kedushin, Shemus Kadeshes, and Ishus may end up being a good model, a good paradigm, right, for other cases too, including either the Daraisa or especially the Drabanan of Kiddushei Katan. Right, or, and in cases of miun, katana, right? Is it possible that there are aspects of ishus and it's lacking other aspects? More specifically, what the Rambam, what the Reb Chaim is trying to explain in this piece is, Yitzi, is what problem? The problem that I alluded to before. According to the Rambam, why not just say the Rambam holds that it isn't a davar shel bali olam in this kedushin, and the end of story. What? No. So the Rambam says this isn't a Dover Shalom. An Ubar Nikar is not a Dover Shalom Bali Olam. Yeah, so the answer is that he's trying to explain, according to the Rambam, the problem of aim, you know, Mima Enes. So what's the problem of aim Mima Enes? How can you, the Gemara seems to say, the Mishnah seems to say, that there's no such thing as aim Mima Enes. Why is there no aim Mima Enes? If she's an aim, she can't be a mimayanes. Because banim kesimanim. But if the Rambam holds
that Uber is not banim kesimanim, so if she can be pregnant with the person can be mekadesh the Uber while she's pregnant. So therefore, you have your mother-in-law, who you have a mother-in-law now, and you're mekadesh to a woman, and then your mother, since she's still in your birth yet,
right. Exactly. Now, there's the two chidusha, there are two psakim mechudashim of the Rambam, which, if you put them together, seems to pose a challenge to that, you know, accepted, you know, statement. Namely, if you hold like the Rambam, the Ban Kesimanim depends on Leda and not Ibur, and you hold that there could also be Kiddushe Ubar, so the Ubar, Kiddushe Ubar takes place, can take place in the context of Mima'enes. That's the question. That's the question that the Rishonim ask, and with Yosef and the Ran, and then there's the Kalim and the Rambam, they all ask this question. So as Reb Chaim points out, the Ran in Kiddushin, right, answers this question by suggesting that what?
That Kiddushin's Chal when the kid's born.
Yeah, that the Rambam didn't mean that the Kiddushin was Chal when she's an Ubar Nikar, he just meant that the Maisa Kiddushin that you do, that will be like a delayed, it'll be like a Kiddushin Lachar Lamed, and the Kiddushin will only be actually Chal when she is born. So if the Kiddushin can only be Chal after she's born, that's already after Simanim, even according to the Rambam's view that that depends on Leda, and therefore the statement of the Mishnah is salvaged. But certainly the Rishonim who asked this question and the Mefarshim who asked this question on the Rambam, namely the Rebbe Yosef and the Magid Mishnah and others, clearly they didn't understand it that way. They understood that there's already some sort of a Kiddushin which is Chal at the moment that there's an Ubar Nikar, in which case, you know, Hadra Kushya Leduchta, the question is alive and well. Moreover, Reb Chaim says, if it really were true what the Ran says, or what's the unattractive about what the Ran says, you know, for the Rambam, I mean, why wouldn't everybody want to say that? Well, number one, it doesn't necessarily sound that way in the Rambam, which is always a problem. But in addition to that, maybe Reb Chaim's, you know, wondering, you know, maybe that in itself would be a davar shelo bali olam by definition. In other words, if it really could only be chal later, then, you know, then right now it is a davar shelo bali olam, right? Very similar to what a question I raised a second ago, a way that you might look at the Ravid, even if the Ravid would agree with the Rambam, even on the Ishus part of it, or just it's only an Ishus problem, or it's only a miskadeshus problem, maybe he would say that really does generate davar shelo bali olam. But this is even stronger, right? I mean, if the actual kinyan, I mean, the Maisa Kiddushin, also only, or the Chalosa Kiddushin based on the Maisa Kiddushin can only be Chal later, so maybe that really is an impediment to Dov. So these are Dov Shalom Bali Olam issues. Okay. So the question is, if you hold, either way, the question is if you hold, if you want to avoid that Dov Shalom Bali Olam implication, and somewhat, and you want to also interpret, according to Muki Yosef and the Mepharshim, ask the question, if they're right about the reading of the Rambam, and we're always, you know, respectful in that way, right? They're asking a question on the Rambam, you know, but we're assuming that they, you know, let's give them the credit that their understanding of the Rambam is correct, and still there's an answer, right? So so what are you going to do? So the answer ends up being, you'd see that what?
That you have to have Kamosa, and that's because she's not your Kamosa, because since when it comes to the Uber, you only have Kedushin and Kal and the Ishos, and just by having Kedushin, there's no Isarios, just by Kedushin by itself without Ishos. Therefore, great. You have a you're a kiddush to the woman, but she's not your mother-in-law. And as soon as she becomes your mother-in-law, she can no longer be in the night anyway. I.e., that as soon as she comes your mother-in-law, when the ishus is chal, after the kid is born, at that point the woman will have given birth, and she herself would have been a gedola, and then would have been to the.
So basically, Reb Chaim has one other kiddush, and that's to explain all this, and that is that the shame, erva and ishus, again, these are, you know, these are, this is what we mean when we say isolating components. You could be convinced or not convinced, but this is what, you know, this is what the argument is. Namely, what do the dine erva depend on? Dine erva depend on a maisa kedushin, right? Or chalos kedushin? Do they depend on the shame miskadeshes? Right, or do they depend on the ishus of kiddusha, or the shame isha? Chaim says that even if there is a ma'isa kiddushin, even if you want to go further and say that she's miskadeshes, because maybe you don't want to split those two things, right? The idea of erva, an erva relationship, right, is something which depends on the shame ishus, isha and ishus, and therefore. Even if you hold like the Muki Yosef and the simple reading of the Rambam, there really is no problem. So that's, again, a big, very important analysis about the breakdown of different components of Ishus, etc. But as I say, it's also very suggestive in general. I mean, it's a way to solve a particular problem in the Rambam, you know, or two particular issues in the Rambam. But it's very suggestive that there are different components to Ishus and that there are different issues that are connected to different aspects of those components. Okay. The one in Hilchos Trumos actually ends up being quite parallel in another respect. What's the analysis in Hilchos Trumos? Noach, you saw it?
Yeah.
So again, the Rambam says that there's no... Again, he himself doesn't raise the question about connecting the issues, but there's no zchus avadim al yidei ha'ubar, right? And there's also no pagam in psul in the case of an ubar who is a chalal. And the Ravid disagrees, and the Ravid says, after all, there is yerusha, an ubar is yoresh. Right. And the Gemara does speak about mezaka le'ubar in Baba Basra, etc. So what's the... Does the Rambam deny that an Ubar is Yoresh?
He says he has a status of Yoresh, but he doesn't have
Sophia. Exactly. So here Reb Chaim again tries to break things down into their components. And here he suggests that Ubar has a shame Yoresh, exactly, meaning he's a legal entity, right? But he doesn't have a bank account, basically. Or at least not one that he can draw on, you know, in a more specific sense. He can't be Zocha or Kone, right, specifically, but he has a shame Yoresh. And therefore other people, right, can, you know, he's in the system of Yerusha. He just doesn't have, you know, access again to actual Kinyan Kasef. So then the question of course becomes once again, like, what dinim depend on what issues? So in Yerusha, right, the idea that this is not, you know, the time for this right now, but the idea that that Yerusha doesn't depend on actual Zechias Mamon, right, but it depends on the status of being a Yoresh, is something which is very helpful not only for Ubar, but it's very helpful for Mace. There's a big question also in general, whether a Mace has, you know, Zchias Mama. Obviously he doesn't have Kinyanim in the normal sense, but let's say a Kinyan de Mimela, does he have a bank account? Does money flow through the bank account of a Mace? That's an important issue. The question at stake is, and it's not for now, is, you know, how do you look at Yerusha Bekever, right? When there are intervening, we talked about a little in Bava Basra, we'll speak about it more next year in Bava Metzia, when there are intervening Krovim, who are the predeceased, let's say, the Yarshim that are still, you know, with us, that's always true, somebody's mace. But the point is they have priority. You have a closer Yoresh, let's say, but who predeceased, usually a closer Yoresh is a closer relationship. But let's say you have a closer Yoresh in this case where the person died earlier, right? So how do we look at that? Do we look at Yerusha Bekever in the sense that, this person was Yoresh, the mace was Yoresh, it went into his bank account, now he's Morish to the next person, right, etc. Right. The problem is if a mace doesn't really have zechia b'mamon, or there's no zechia for him, so how does that really work? Or maybe it doesn't work that way at all. Maybe it really works that what I call hyphenations. The board wasn't in such bad shape. I'd illustrate it, and that is that, you know, again, just like marriage relationships, as we know through marriage, that's what we've been discussing with Kalosso, etc. Right? Do they go through the person, or the person is just the link, and, you know, that generates also a direct relationship. The same thing is true with respect to Yerusha Bekever. Same question applies in Yerusha Bekever, you know, type issues. If somebody is no longer alive, so, you know, we don't care, and, you know, he still has a bank account, and so on, or basically no, but all we need is for him to be, you know, have established the link and the hyphen between the parties. So it's still, you know, Ben Aviv, or, you know, Achi Aviv, or whatever the case, or Eshes Aviv, whatever the case, you know, may be. So it isn't Betoras Aviv is no longer, you know, or Dodo, whatever it is, that person is no longer alive. But the relationship, you know, created by the relationship of the relationship, right, is still a relationship. Or is it something in between both of those things? And that is that the mace, right, is a is still a yoresh in the sense of being a gabra yoresh, right, a party to the Yerusha. Just there's no bank account. It's a tziruf kind of a thing. So there's horasha, let's say, there just isn't tzichias mamon. And that would explain all sorts of interesting you know, phenomena in Yerusha. Okay, the details are not important. I'm just trying to point out that, again, this idea that you could have, you know, somebody who's a gavra yoresh and who has rights and therefore who continues to play a role, like in the competing interests, let's say, that are connected to Dine Mamonis, that might be different than being a gavra who actually has chus mamon, who really can, you know, dollars and cents can flow into his account. That might require a certain, you know, either das or you know, bailus, you know, etc., which, you know, an ubar and a mace don't have. Again, you might be mechalik between an ubar and a mace. You could be mechalik, obviously, you know, in both directions, right? The ubar never had, but he, you know, is a potential and will have life. And the mace, of course, has a long and storied history and had money and had bank accounts. And you may not have been able to establish an account for an ubar, but you don't have to be mevatel the bank account of a mace. Or vice versa. Maybe, you know, that's what Misa is. It's the ends of people's bank account. And ubar, on the contrary, is, you know, you can set up a trust fund for the ubar as an ubar. So they're different issues, but they're parallel issues. The point is that Reb Chaim's analysis is that when it comes to, he thinks that according to the Ravid, his opinion, the Ravid thinks that there's actual dine mamonas sechias mamon for an ubar. The Rambam's view is that there's a shem yoresh, but that there is not a actual schus and kinyan mama. Now again, you could disagree with Reb Chaim, right? You might say that the argument isn't that. The argument is, what is koveya with respect to, you know, either the schus or the psul, the psul chalal or the schus, you know, with regard to avadim, do you actually need zchias mamon, or is the shem yoresh enough? But certainly the way he analyzes it, the way he you know, portrays it, the argument in the Rambam and the Ravid is about this question of kinyanim when it comes to ubar. So the ironic you know, thing is that when you take, you know, the Rambam shita, it ends up being that according to the Rambam, let's say an ubar, both in Hilchos Trumos and in Hilchos Ishus, again, usually there's a nikar aspect, but in both cases, isn't somebody who, you know, in the nitty gritty, you know, is viewed, you know, as alive and transacting, you know, necessarily in normal terms. Right? In both cases, in slightly different ways, certainly you could be machalik, or saying about an ubar is that he's a player, he's a legal entity, even though some of the details, you know, require, you know, actual life. Right? Whether it's the ishus and the kurba and the erva, or the zchus mamon for Yerusha and for being posel and for being able to accomplish, you know, achilas truma, you know, on behalf of avadim, right? For the Ravid, on the other hand, right, you get a more complex picture, at least in Reb Chaim's view. Again, I don't think it's muchrach, but you know, on the one hand, there seems to be zchus mamon, you know, in that sense, and at the same time, there, you know, you could still talk about davar shelo ba liola. But just projecting it out back to what we began with, which is the Mizonos point, so it's challenging, it's a little more challenging to say, oh, the Rambam holds that the ubar you know, has mizonos. And the Ravid holds that he doesn't have mizonos. It's hard to say that about once you're encountering Hilchos, the analysis in Hilchos Trumos, anyway. Again, the analysis in Hilchos Ishos would be fine for that, except even then, the Rambam doesn't really hold, you know, that there's Ishos Gemura at this point. Okay, there is maybe Kinyanin, though. So all I'm trying to say is that, number one, the question is a little more complicated, but number two, it would just be helpful, maybe, to see the issue, if that really is the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Ravid about Mizonos, Mimaenes, not in terms of the general status of Ubar, because that can be a problem on both sides, but especially for the Ravid, but in terms of, you know, applying this, again, this idea of Miun Mikano Labala Mafreya, not in terms of a particular point in time, but the nature of the particular Chiyuv, etc. And if we explained it that way, then you know, then we again, you know, we would be able to extricate it from the shitas that the Rambam and the Ravid have elsewhere with regard to Uba. Okay, so that's in terms of the Rambam and the Ravid. Now I just want to speak very quickly about a few other haros on Miun before we go on to Islandis. Just to point out that the... Oh, did not bring it? Do you have access to the Ramban?
Nah, it's not working today.
All things aren't working.
Server's down or something.
Ooh, okay. I guess it rained a little bit. Or the threat of rain probably knocked down the server. Yeah. So...
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. So the... a few just quick aros on some of the other issues that come up in the context here of Miun. Number one, just to point out that just with respect to the Balamor and the Ramban, very quickly, that the Balamor maintains the connection to Get as the Yisod of his Shita, since we didn't actually read it inside, I just wanted to read a couple of lines. The Balamor here on Kuf Zayin Omid Beis maintains a connection to Get, even for Shmuel. I mean, that's certainly the Shita of Rav. And the question is, what about Shmuel? So just as we, you know, already analyzed when we talked about his Shita, the fact that he, you know, considers this to be an issue of Zika rather than an issue of Hafkas Ishus Lamafreya basically means that Shmuel fundamentally agrees with Rav. Just the question is, what impact on Achim does this parallel to Nesina Saget have? And that's where the Balamor, again, the Balamor, as I indicated, wants to avoid the, you know, seeming paradox that if you're talking about Akiras Nisuin, so, you know, why aren't you saying that across the board, you know, Bain Legabov and Bain Legabe Echa? So he basically sees the Miun as addressing the, you know, the Zika across the board, and the comparison with Ged is very important for that, and that's why he thinks that Ula and Shmuel are two completely different. Im tomar lechshev nami deula, d'amar memanes afle zikasa umuteres afil liyama, v'achal amrinu muteres ala achin, v'lo liyama, ala kasha deula tamidash Rabbi Yochanan, v'lai v'orkele meimer lo hode lo tamidash Rabbi Yochanan, bar plukas de rabinu, v'trovayu efshad alibi deri, pligi v'arif pasa ke'ulais, pointing out that the rif is not like him, pasa ke'ulo ke'rabin, v'memed lo pligi adon, v'ein nira devarav, v'mistabrit b'kol halim plukta azinu l'chumra, kiriu karbosha, Asur li alma kiraboshev afilu bechad yavam v'asur al rav deri min Rabbi Yochanan u'kamandam al hodol rabasi arif sur li derav u'shmuel v'rabasi v'ri kula b'shitas de ula kaimi elishadivrei ula bezikas yavam echad v'divreim bezikas shnei yavamin. Uldidan lo estabralan. Mishum demashma mechlala l'rav u'shmuel. Viri mi ena bazeh u'bazeh asura laze u'laze. Ve'asura nami le'alma. Daha vadai damya le'balas haget. That's the key line that I wanted to mention. For him, balas haget is not only rav shita, but it's the paradigm for Shmuel as well. And the question is simply where to draw the line. Daha amra lo tzavina v'lo ra'ina lo bach v'lo bekavrech v'ha d'lo k'rav Hoshia. Meaning he sees both Rav and Shmuel. Again, Rav Hoshia's shita was that there is no miun whatsoever in the context of Zika. So not only does he see mit Rav in light of Shmuel, I'm sorry, Shmuel in light of Rav, but he also sees both Rav and Shmuel as the exact antithesis of Rav Hoshia. Because for Rav Hoshia, Zika and miun have nothing to do with each other. And for the Baal HaMor, right, the focus in Yibum of miun is exclusively Zika. It's the anti-Rav Hoshia. Not the moderation of Rav Hoshia, like it is for the Ramban, but the anti-Rav Hoshia. Udelo ka'ula, right, viravasi. Right? Because Ula and Ravasi are about Akiras, Nisuin, or Rishonin. The Ilal Rav Hoshia, Eina Mima'enes Lezikaso Klal. They're saying the way that he formulates and sets it up is very very consistent here. Right? V'ilu l'ula ul'ravasi kivin de ka'akrla l'kula zika nisuin kamay ka'akra. So basically Rav Hoshia and Ula and Ravasi are opposite extremes. Right? Rav Hoshia believes that there's no effect whatsoever of miun after Yibum. We'll get to that in just a second. Rav Asi slash Ula basically agree with Rav Hoshia, except they say, oh, there's still access to, and therefore Akiras, Nisuin, or Rishonim. But both of them agree, right, each in his opposite extreme, that right, the miun has nothing to do with the Zika. And therefore, in the case of Ula, Muteris Lahem Muteris Nami Lialma. Etc. Hilkach, I'm skipping a line. Lo mischavron shmaita ma'achar de pligin amaray adadi. You can't paskin like either of them because that's inconsistent with the Gemara. Right? Kulo rubia. Velo ifsik hilkasa. Velesa leminkat lekula tfei mimai de ksiva. Asura lo v'asura lialma. Muteris lachin kishamina v'yabam echo v'lo ba'achim. V'imiana bishneem. Asur l'shneihem, v'asur nami le'alma. Again, according to the according to the view of the Baal HaMor, you'll never get akiras nisuin or rishonim, so you'll always have at minimum a an isur l'shuk. Dehavadai michlefa. This is the key line again. Dehavadai michlefa bebalas haget. The ein hefresh bein. Bishem miyana b'mamara ubein miyana b'zikaso. So those are also very critical lines. So again, the Baal HaMor is basically seeing, you know, these two extremes and seeing Rav and Shmuel as arguing about the nuances. How much kebalas I get? Again, there's no difference between miyana b'mamara and miyana b'zikaso because both of them are addressing the issues of the yavam rather than the issues of the Baal Hametz. Now, all of this is very important for miun, but it's also important, possibly, as we've been discussing, for the understanding of Zika and Yibum and its relationship to Ishus Hametz, one of the big issues of the Masechta. We'll get back to that in a second. And the Ramban, you know, heartily disagrees. Right? The Ramban thinks that all this, right, is very much more nuanced. It's really about Akiras, it's really about Ula, it's about a selective Hafgas Ishus Me'arisha. V'ula vade lo poligad de rabin, I'm reading from the Chamas now. V'hada amar af me'enes lezikasa umuteris li'alma, hasan bim me'enes lekulan, v'de rabin da amar lachin v'lo la'alma kishamina bazeh, etc. V'zeo shepasak rabbeinu kintibere shneim, v'eini mekalso bazeh ele ka'omer davar emes shu yadua. So it's not like I'm giving the riff, you know, a flattery. Just he's saying the truth, so he deserves, you know, to be acknowledged. Umashi hifli god Baal HaMor, etc. Then he quotes the Baal HaMor. Gamze eno klum told the Shmuel Gufa Bepirkin Kamar Maishna Kiyamina Babal the Sharis Dakartinal in the Suin Kamai Kimina Biyavam Nami Nisuin Kamai Kaakra. This is the quote of the Gemara, our Gemara, Daf Yud Base Amud Aleph. So this is what I mentioned before, that the Ramban says, well, how can the Gemara ask the question, according to Shmuel, that you should be able to be oker the Nisuin Arishonim and take care of the Tzaros problem, if according to the Balamar, it only relates to the Zika and nothing else? Klomar, v'tisiyavim Tzaros bitom memanas. Ula dvara of kivin she'enim memanas l'zikaso, v'ilu lo haisa erba alav tzricha il chalitza, v'ima yishamachim tzricha chalitza, heich Tzarasa mitziyavemes, halo Tzaros bitohi. It's as if the Gemara gives the answer and says what the Balamor says, that this is all about Hafkas Zika and not Akiras Ishus Hameis. The Gemara gives the answer of Rami Bar Yecheskel to Mishas Nefila Nira Katzar's Bito Halav Hachi Shari. So what I meant the other day was to say that maybe the Balamor will answer, what do you mean if not for Rami Bar Yecheskel, right, we would say Halav Hachi Shari. That's Gufa, what we mean when we quote Rami Bar Yecheskel. Rami Bar Yecheskel is telling us that there remains a remnant of the original Ishus, as reflected by Kalosso, right? And that parallel applies also to Tzara, right? That's exactly the point, maybe, in the Gemara, where the Gemara is saying, don't think that Shmuel is based on Ula. Shmuel is based on the notion of Zika. And because that's so, and we don't deny the original Ishus Lagamri, right, the Ishus of the mace, therefore, just like there are Krovim, there are Tzaros. Just give me one second as well. Alma Shmuel Ki'ula Svirale. I'm just suggesting, this is the Ramban doesn't think that that's what the... He thinks Ramban Yechezko is a different din, or it's Maris Ayin, or whatever it is, you know, or it's whatever, something more nuanced, but the point is that the Balamar will tell you that's exactly the Shak of Atari of the Gemara. The Gemara was weighing what is Shmuel all about, and the Gemara was answering, Shmuel is now just Shmuel's not Ula, Shmuel is about Zika. But the Tani Rambam Yecheskel Keula Machmul the Shmuel. Yisok Adad L'Shmuel Einu Menes L'Zikas V'Asur Ad She'Yachlotz Pshita Shasur La'aviv V'lo Mipnei Shenireis Elashi Kaloso V'Adai Midrabanan. So again, the Ramban says, this is where the Ramban is actually considering what I just said, meaning, and if you want to say, you know, that's what Rambam Bar Yecheskel is all about, so that's not nearest Kikaloso, that's Kaloso Midrabanan, I think in Achanami. Balamor will tell you, it's Michlefa Beget, it's like Get, and that's what it means. We say nearest because we understand that Miyun is a little bit different than a regular Ishus, and it is in Gitin, but nearest does not mean Marasayan. Nearest may mean that the, you know, there's a remnant of the Ishus of Miyun, even if Miyun will address the fallout later of the Zika. Verinami Kishmuel Svirlei, Mash Uzka Klamar Mor Kalzea, Bevnei Di Nisuin Kamoi Ka'akra, says he admits here, well, what motivated the Balamor? Because if Nisuin Kamoi Ka'akra, Uteras Ilohem, right? Enu Kedai, Shoryamur Mishas Nefila Nieres Keshasach, meaning how do you have your selective cake and eat it too, and say that L'inyan, this brother, right, there's no Akira, so Ishus, and it's Eshasach. Right, so you have all the downside of Eshasach without the, you know, without the heter, you know, of Zika. But with regard to the other brothers, you're saying that, you know, there still is a Zika. I mean, Mimadashach, either there's an Akira, there's not Akira. Shari Omru, Mishas Nefila Nieres Ke'eshasach. I'm skipping a few lines. Then he adds, and don't tell me you know, about the setup of the Balamor, because I think that the only person who really rejects completely Miyun and Zika is Raboshia. Usvar de Ula Lamar, right, Eina Mima Enes Lazikaso, Ulamar Nisun Kamai Kaakra. Basically, the Balamor thought there were three shitas. There was Oshia, there was Rabasi, and there was what he calls Rab and Shmuel. And the Ramban is saying, no, either you think that, you know, all you can address is Zika, or oh, Zika, and since there's no access to, I'm sorry, all you can address is Ishus, and there's no access to Ishus now, right? Or you think that you can dress the Ishus in a selective manner, and that's a discussion of Rav and Shmuel. But Leke Hachach Rosh Lishis, that's the Ramban. And therefore, Bim Toma Kimid de Sun Kamoi Ka'opra Lishmuel, Beri Heich Efshar Shetehem Ma'enes Lachatzi Zika, Einer de Kamar Shmuel, Balas Hageti, Dachila, Hukach Legamri Kadachila, Beimi Menu Beimin Achin, Hacha Iu Dachinavshe, Ubi Yada, Talu Chachamim, Miun, Vihi Eina Dochel Atzma Legamri, Achetafarish. So as to the question of the Balamor, that's a special din. The Chachamim really said that there could be a selective Akiras Ha'ishus Legabe one and not Legabe the other. Ela lo tzavina ba chabechavrech tzavina kamra midin lo kamemana bekula lefikach mitzavem tzashar achin kamash pir shabino agadol perik rishon homi shenifter mehem v'hut sholi alma asur lem alamas tehukas ha'kula v'shmul rav yochanan. We already discussed the nafkamina, etc. I just want to point out these are the lines in the Balamor and Ramban. They're very consistent in their presentation. Just to add to it just a little bit, we're going to have to stop in a couple of minutes, so we'll finish this a couple more minutes on this on Tuesday, but mostly island this on Tuesday. Just to add to this, I wanted to mention the Ramban Alatar. Right. So when we talked about Rav Oshia, two things. When we talked about Rav Oshia, so Rav Oshia's Shita is a kind of an extreme and a paradigm too, as we pointed out. Right. Rav Oshia is of the opinion that there's no Yibum, Mihun for Zika. There's only Mihun for Maimar. Right? And he's assuming really two things. Number one, that you don't have or can't have access to the original Ishus post Misa and Nefila, even though there's a Yibum situation here, it still doesn't give you access to be the original Nesu'in. And that, on a Drabbana level, right, Miun cannot address Zika per se. It only could address, you know, some sort of Ishus, and it doesn't have access to Ishus. Maimar, since it's an Ishus Drabbanan, so, you know, it has access to that. Okay, that's the view of Rav Oshia. Before we even get to that, when Rashi and Kuf Zayin wants to explain Rav Oshia based on the Gemara, the Gemara says, you know, because the Zika takes place bal korcha, it's not like Maimer, and it's not like, you know, a Maisa B'Yadayim that takes place from the, you know, automatically, it doesn't take place from the Ba. So it's not an issue of bal korcha, because that would be a problem of Yavama Yavo Aleha. But what Maimer and Bia have in common is that they're Maisa HaBal, as opposed to the automatic, you know, intervention, etc. So it's interesting, Rashi there has an interesting line, which we should keep in mind for future issues. Rashi says that the original Ishus generates the Zika. Right? Again, the Rambam might have preferred to say that it's Hikna Lo, you know, Min HaShemayim. But okay, either way. The point is that Rav Oshia seems to be suggesting that there is no access. So the Ramban, actually, and the Rebuka Yosef, on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, right, accentuate this point when they explain Rav Oshia. Again, the Mukhi Yosef here on the Tar has it as well. He's really quoting from the Ramban. The language is very interesting. Oh, he has several formulations here on Rav Oshia, and then on the Chachamim or Ula who disagrees. Pirish. Lefishalo tiknu chachamim miyun ela b'chayav. He has it as one, but if you ask me, he's saying slightly different things or overlapping them, right? Lo tiknu chachamim miyun ela b'chayav. Aval mikiven shelo miyanabo b'chayav gilsa daita shehoisa rotzabo. Mikiven shirotzabo v'hoyu kidusheha kikidushin gemurim. Hech efshar achshav lemayin biyavam. Kol shekidushe achiv, kidushin zekuka hi liyavam al karcha. So is the point, you could have just said it's a din that miyun only can take place b'kayyabal. Stop there. The continuation sounds like it's an issue of you can only really be memayin if it's a rejection of the ishus. And right, kivin shalomina gilsa daita, she strengthened the ishus, or even before that, not strengthened. There can't be miyun if the miyun is not interpreted as a rejection of the ishus, and in this particular case, it's not a rejection of the ishus because she never did a b'chayav. That's a little bit different than saying lo tikno chacham miyun al b'chayav. It could be that the second is the explanation of the first. Then the third point is v'kivin shirutz dabo. Again, he doesn't make it as three; it's one after the other. V'kivin shirutz dabo v'hayu kedushah ki kedushin gemurim hech efshar achshav l'mayin b'yavam. So I might have said that that's a third point, namely by virtue of the fact that while he was alive, there never was a miyun, in a sense that strengthens, that makes it a kedushin gemurim, because we now know, right, that while he's alive, there's always the possibility that she'll be mayin in this kedushin. There's always a question mark in this kedushin. There's no question mark about this ishus anymore. Therefore, kol she kedushay achiv kedushin zekukim liyam malkarcha. So the point is, when it comes to Rabosha, we originally presented Rabosha, we talked about whether it's an access problem. In other words, you could luyitzuya, you could gain access, you could be mamayin on an ishus lachar misa too. But there's no access. Right, that's one issue. Or it's always about miyun of that ishus. The ishus just doesn't, I don't know if you have that access for it, but it's about a rejection of the ishus. If you want to be mamayin without rejecting the ishus, is that considered miyun? The more you think of miyun as a method, you know, not just of, oh, there's an arrangement, and she can, as long as she's a gadola, she's not a gadola, she can back out anytime she wants. You don't have to justify it even, because there wasn't anything there to begin with. Or no, it's an ishus, and this is a method of getting out of that ishus. And therefore, not only do you have to have access to that ishus, which is one issue, but you really have to see this, it can be ulterior motives, but somehow it has to be related to rejecting the ishus, because that's what miyun is. Miyun isn't just objection, it's objection to the ishus. So now you need sirif to the ishus, you need miyun as ptur ishus. And therefore, gloi daita, or the question mark is gone, those are, again, I could have said those are two different things, are both factors that militate against this. Now, what is Ula's view? So again, you could say that Ula and the others disagree. They believe that there's access. In Ochanami, it's all about the original ishus, or they have the view that, well, the yibum isn't, because remember, part of the assumption of Baboshi, at least Inyan Davarzeh, is that yibum is not enough of a continuation of the ishus for this purpose. Or, and maybe yibum isn't enough of a dimension of the ishus that it would be considered a rejection of the marriage because you're rejecting, right, the brother, you know, who comes with it, you know, given, you know, the reality, given the circumstances and the scenario that unfolded here. Right, so one could have said for the Chachamim one of two things. You could say the radical thing to say for the Chachamim, and this is exactly what we get back to the Rambam and the Balamor and the Ramban and so on. You could have said, oh no, there's a miyun lezika. Because zika is also a kind of an ishus in its own right. Right? It's a get for that. It's a get for zika. Or, right, you could have said that miyun can apply at any time, as long as she's a katana, she can get out of it old. You don't need siruk, you don't need, it's not hafgas, ishus per se. It's the right of miyun. Right. Or you could have said that basically those are radical rejections of Rav Oshia. Or you could have said, right, the Chachamim or Ula, the yisod of Rav Oshia, which is that miyun is a din in the ishus, right, and there has to be access to the ishus. It has to be an ishus-oriented miyun, even one that is ulteriorly motivated, but still one which is viewed as a rejection of the ishus. All that's true. But there is access here because yibum is in a continuation. Or, and yibum is a dimension of ishus too. Right? Instead of seeing yibum as a davar chadash, and these are connected obviously, instead of seeing yibum as a davar chadash, you know, I love this marriage. I wouldn't, you know, chenami, and that's how you read the Gemara, right? Savina, you know, be'achicha, below becha, that whole issue, Is that a way of saying, well, I was happy with the Ishus, but I still want to do Miyun now? Or I was happy with the Ishus, but I don't like the Zika? Or does that end up also being an aspect of, I'm not happy with the Ishus because Zika and Yibum is part of the Ishus too? Right? If he dies without leaving children, that's still part of his Ishus. So I like that part of the Ishus, but I don't like this part of the Ishus. Then, basically, we're not so rejecting Rav Hoshea. We're accepting the Yesod of Rav Hoshea, but we're rejecting his assessment of the relationship between, right, Yibum and the original Ishus. So I think it's fascinating, the Ramban and the Book of Yosef, their language, Ulam Ramamenes Aflizikaso, Dinesuim Kamai Akra, this was Shitasam, of course, right? Afapi Shahoisa Rotzaba Bechayav, right? He could have just said, no, we don't care about, you know, because it has nothing to do with him, or his Ishus. As to the Zika, it has to do with just the right to be mine while you're a katana, no matter what. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban and Rabbi Yosef like to bridge the gap. Alpha Bisha Hoysa, and again, that's also against the Balamar. Alpha Bisha Hoysa Rotsa, Bechayav, Achshav, Mipnesha Zakuka, Machmoso Loze. What do you mean, what do you mean, Machmoso? Just say, forget it. I don't want to do the Zika. I don't want the Zika. Or forget even saying that. I just want to do Miyun. I have a right to do it without justifying. Ramban seems to be taking the position, you do have to justify that it's a din in the Ishus. I like the personal part of the Ishus. I don't like the, you know, ha-mistaif mina Ishus, you know, hazu. She says, kuka machmaso lazeh, ena rotza ba'osan kiddushin. So it really is a rejection of the original kiddushin. You need that. Veloshna pirsha eni rotza lo b'nisuecha v'lo b'nisuei achicha shameis veloshna amra stam eni rotza b'cha. Miyuna gomer. Why does Ramban say this? Because you might have then said, thought, you know what, there could be different reasons why you're rejecting the, you know, the opportunity of Zika. It could be because you see that part of the original Ishus I don't want. And that would be a good miyun. Because even though, because we, the Yesod of Rav Hoshea we accept. Right? Or it could be because you're just saying, you know, leave me alone. I don't need to justify anything to you. Or I don't like you. I don't like the Zika. I love the Ishus. Every aspect of the Ishus. Ramban says, in the end of the day, we don't care how he formulates it. Not because miyun is that more, that broader right. But because al pidin, that's what it is. The yibum and the zika are parts of the ishus, and if that's what you don't want, then you don't like the ishus, whether you say it that way or not. But the havamina might have been, it depends how you declare it. Ulu Rabbi Hoshea, le'olam enim emenes bezika b'shum lashon. So then he has his attack on the Ramban. I should also add, in his attack on the Ramban, he points out that since his shita is correct, that's why it makes sense that there's an iser to the brother she was mimain, according to Shmuel. But that's a big question, according to the Rambam. Why would you distinguish, if there's Akiras Ha'ishos Lagamri, why would you distinguish between the brother who is subject to Mi'iyun and the other brother? That's a question at the Ramban here. Avomina b'yavamechad m'syavem m'sa'achem m'shum d'olay dachi nafshim m'kula zika elamine didei. That's like he says in the Mochamos. Kinen Shamru. Hilkach adayin hizakuka lo'achin m'syavem m'sa'o. Mi'u mina iftar olagamri. That's Ramban's way of saying, but according to you, Rambam, I don't understand why you distinguish Shemesu Achim with Teres Lialma. Velo Dumya de Balas Aged of Dinan Ba. That's his rejection of Balamar. Eliyeshmi and Lachatzi Zika Kashem Sheshmi and Lazika Shlem Babanaskum. Utmiani al Rabbi Moshe Sfardi, right? Etc. That's his question against the Rabbi. So just one other point in the Ramban, with this will conclude for today. That is that, as we already noted, the Rif paskins that there is miyun. The Gemara has this discussion on Kufches of the Beis whether there's miyun for Eshes Achi Imo. Right? So the Rif seems to paskin that way, and some of the Mefarshim understand that that's because Lashitaso, because he thinks all Krovim are Asurim and Asuros. In the context of the aftermath of Miyun, against the Rambam, radically against the Rambam. That's what we also noted. Maybe the Rambam doesn't quote it for that reason. But it's interesting to note that the Ramban himself here, in the next piece, in Kufches, Dimar Masel Bram Kachoy Sosheela, seems to suggest a different explanation for why it is that there is an Isar. Not because of Krovim in general, but because there's no access in this particular case to the Ishus. Because even the that I think is Lashitaso. Because, as I said, even though the Ramban says we're passing against Rav Hoshea, we don't reject Rav Hoshea's idea that Miyun has to be connected to the Ishus of the Mace. We just think that it is connected to the Ishus Shomeis because of Yibum. But in the case of Ashes Ache Imo, Pirush LePerusho, She'ein Miyun Ela B'Meshe Nishar Mizikoso Olam B'Yavam O'Bebal. You at least need the Tziruf to the Yavam. The Yavam application on Kufches Lamed Beis is a step removed. We already pointed out earlier that the Shilta Giborim mentions, it's after another Nisuin that you want to be Oker. But even if you don't go that far, what the Ramban is saying is there's a Yibum reason for the effort here to do Miyun, but it's not the Yibum of the Ishus connected to the Ishus of the Miyun. Right? And therefore the Ramban says, you need a tziruv, right? Access and hafkoas that ishus. Avukashemes below yavam imuteres l'shuk b'met t'main v'lamet t'main. Rehoisa rotzabal kol yimei chayav. Why does he add again? Are you rotzabal kol yimei chayav? L'shitaso, because even though we reject Rav Hoshea, it still is a rejection of the yibum aspect of the ishus that you don't have in this case. The Rif, he says differently. The Rif thinks it's about Korva. He doesn't think it's about Korva. He thinks this too is a function of the more limited but more, I guess, subtle, more fundamental argument about the nature of Zika and of Miyun. So just another couple of quick points about Tosis and the Ramban, and then we'll move on to Islandis on Tuesday.